definitely smoke a bowl or have a drink with you when you're watching this, because it is fucking weird.
Hey there, you cool cats and kittens. It's your host here, Jordan. And this week, I'm going to be discussing some of the movies that you, yes, you, can watch on Netflix today. And without further ado, let's get into it.
I got to get rid of that Wisconsin accent. I've been channeling it in ever since Peyton left me. It's okay. I'll get over it eventually. Peyton's been chilling in Chicago, whereas I have gone back to the Great 15 here in Northern Illinois. During this pandemic, things have been a little rough for me, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to make it rough for you guys. We're going to do our best to keep releasing weekly content and make sure that you guys have something to listen to on your commute to work or to listen to in the comfort of your own home. So the first category of movie I'd like to discuss is the classic. A classic movie that you can watch on Netflix right now. And I'm still surprised at how so many people have not seen this great film yet. And that is 1994's Shawshank Redemption. This movie covers two imprisoned men that bond over a number of years, finding comfort and eventual redemption through acts of common decency. This movie stars Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman as the main protagonist. It's directed by Frank Darabont, who you guys also might know directing other Stephen King movies such as The Mist and Green Mile, which is obviously one of my personal favorites. I've discussed that on the podcast many times before. Shawshank Redemption is based on a short story by Stephen King called Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption. I remember reading this book back in high school in my lit and film class, and I've just kind of become obsessed at how well Stephen King can, you know, create such a short story, but bring in so much detail and character arc. I'm not the one who should be telling you guys to watch it. The Oscars did it for you by nominating this for Best Picture and also winning Best Picture. It also gave Morgan Freeman a Best Leading Actor Oscar win. And I mean, come on, this movie is an instant classic, and you need to get on your ass and go turn on Netflix right now. The second category of this list is The Underseen, and I think the best Underseen movie on Netflix at this very moment is Hell or High Water. This is directed by David McKenzie and written by Taylor Sheridan. He's also written other great movies out there called Wind River and also the more popular one, Sicario, which a lot of people have seen. It had a major theater release and did very well in the box office, but Taylor Sheridan wrote these group of stories called the Frontier Trilogy, and this is one of the movies on that list. This movie stars Chris Pine, Ben Foster, and Jeff Bridges. Chris Pine and Ben Foster are two brothers that are basically going around Texas. Without giving too much more away, I'd just like to commend Chris Pine and Ben Foster for playing such believable brother roles. Their relationship is something that I envy, and I wish that a lot of other movies could learn from, like, you know, what true chemistry is in the cast. Jeff Bridges and his partner as well. His partner is played by Gil Birmingham. That's his name. It basically also shows, like, the modern-day racism that still exists. It's, you know, it's minuscule in certain areas, but it kind of shows, like, how deep some comments can still run. All right, and for the next category, I have The Goosebump. And stealing from the banks that the loan from their house is taken out on. So basically, they're robbing the banks, paying for the house with the bank's own money, which is a very cool idea for a movie, and it's basically giving the middle finger to, you know, bank and government-owned properties. And I think that's kind of something that a lot of people can relate to. And my pick for the Goosebump category is, in fact, Green Room. Green Room is also underseen, as well as underrated. This movie was made in 2015. It's directed and written by Jeremy Saulnier. Doesn't have like a lot of other great movies to his name that I can tell. Peyton has seen a couple of them. I have not. But this is probably one of my favorite new discoveries. Peyton and I did a podcast on this last year, and it's one of his top five movies of the decade. Also throwing back to me where I said Hell or High Water was one of the best movies of the decade as well. This movie starts off with a punk rock band that is basically struggling to survive. They have, little money. They're just living out of their van, traveling, playing gigs. And they get so desperate that they resort to playing a show at a neo-Nazi skinhead ranch, basically. And, they see some shit happen and they get stuck. And this does a great job at showing what a modern-day isolation film can actually look like. And also give you, real fear. Like, it's something that could actually happen in everyday life. Not that everyone would just go and play a punk rock show at a skinhead ranch, but that these people actually do exist. There's nothing supernatural about this movie, if you're wondering. A lot of people actually get turned off by the idea of supernatural horror movies nowadays, or they're hesitant to go to it because it's so confusing. But this movie does a good job at kind of giving you a look into the life of, what a band goes through, but then also, a really fucking scary situation. So I commend Jeremy Saulnier for writing a really creepy story. And this is also one of the last times we can see Anton Yelchin, perform his art. He sadly died a few years back. I want to say it was 2017 or 16 when he passed away. I mean, my heart still breaks for that story. He, suffered a very horrific death. You will be missed, Anton Yelchin. I mean, you were, obviously one of the best up-and-coming actors that we had, so you will be missed, my man. And then for my next category, to kind of brighten up the mood, is the stand-up category. I'm a big stand-up guy. I actually perform stand-up at open mics and stuff. I'm kind of getting into that art, kind of going into the craft of making jokes and, hopefully, bringing joy to people. When I'm looking at this category itself, I'm also looking at something. I'm looking at a certain stand-up special that you could watch with your family and feel comfortable with, which is kind of a hard thing to do nowadays because a lot of the most popular comedians are also the most graphic, basically shock-style humor, and sometimes their subject material isn't something that you want to be watching with your parents. This is actually something that happened to me a few weeks ago. It's where my dad was really pissed off at me for watching something with him. So my recommendation that is, pretty much safe for all ages is Tom Papa's You're Doing Great. Tom Papa is a comedian that's been doing this shit for over 20 years, actually closer to 30 years. And this came out a few months ago. I watched it with my family, and we had a lot of good chuckles. Tom is definitely someone who's perfected his craft after doing, over 10,000 hours of stand-up. And I think that you guys could enjoy this as well. He talks about stuff like, body image issues, social media, pets. He's also performing this in his home state of New Jersey. So he gets like a lot of callbacks to, shit that he had growing up. So I really respect that. And kind of piggybacking off of Tom Papa's special where it's kind of safe for all ages, this next category is the family-friendly category. And my pick is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. This movie is still, I still have mixed feelings about it because of the animation, but the story is so fantastic, and it gives such a fresh take on an established character that is Spider-Man. But, having Miles Morales instead of Peter Parker is, it's, like I said, it's a breath of fresh air. It's a character that we're not used to, that we've never met before within the MCU, and it doesn't tread a lot of the same Spider-Man mythos that we've already experienced in those movies. But my God, just the cast is stacked. Shameik Moore playing Miles Morales, Jake Johnson from New Girl, Nick, if you guys don't know, he's playing the main Peter Parker that's basically showing Miles how to be Spider-Man. And what happens in this movie is basically there's a fracture among the universes, and basically all the Spider-Mans from all these parallel universes are converging into one. So it follows Miles Morales becoming Spider-Man of his reality, but then also, you know, meeting five other Spider-Mans from these other dimensions to stop, you know, the overall threat, the overall villain of the movie. I won't go into too many spoilers, but man, this movie pulls on your heartstrings. I think a lot of people can relate to it, you know, being a teenager, being awkward, you know, experiencing, you know, family deaths, you know, issues with your friends, and just kind of being accepted as a whole. So I think this movie did a great job of, you know, being the fresh air to an already established character. So shout out to Spider-Man and to the Spider-Verse. And kind of going in a weird direction, this is the category for it called the Midnight Toker. This is for all you potheads out there wanting to get into something that'll, you know, make you laugh, something that you can, you know, smoke a doobie and, you know, just sit down and giggle to. And that is The Midnight Gospel. This is a new Netflix original show, and I could not stop laughing to myself like for this 22-minute show. I've only watched the first episode, but my God, this show is so fucking weird. It's created by Duncan Trussell, and Duncan Trussell, if you guys don't know, is he's an actor, producer, a writer, but he also is constantly a guest on the JRE. It's when he's always the guy that wears the ghillie suit. He also came on a few weeks ago to kind of discuss this show. And Joe saw it, and he's just like, dude, this show is you. You know, this totally encapsulates who you are as a person, and they did a great job. And if you guys watch a trailer for it, you're like, oh, you know, this is this kind of looks really familiar. Like, I kind of recognize, like, what's going on. And that's because this is directed by Pendleton Ward and Mike Mayfield. Pendleton Ward is the guy who is known for being the head writer of Adventure Time. Like, a show that, I mean, at least growing up for me, was one of the most popular shows that could be watched. It also has the animation department and writer Mike Mayfield, who has done stuff, you know, with Comedy Central, with Big Mouth, with Mr. Pickles, American Dad. Like, it's full of everything that makes a good cartoon good. And after just watching the first episode, the show is such a fucking, like, I don't want to say mess, but it's so crazy. Like, it follows this character named Clancy that's voiced by Duncan, and he's able to go into a simulator that sends him to a certain dimension or planet to basically get an interview. So he hosts like this Sirius XM radio show called The Midnight Gospel, and he goes into these dimensions and interviews people from them. So in the first episode, he goes to this like planet Earth being overtaken by zombies, and he's basically interviewing the president the entire episode. But it's just so, like, they have like such serious conversations and stuff, like it's no big deal while they're just shooting zombies. Like they're just tripping all over themselves, and it's just such a fucking funny show. Just like how, you know, Pendleton Ward was able to like take Duncan Trussell's idea and go, yeah, I can do some shit with that. Just a really weird show. So definitely smoke a bowl or have a drink with you when you're watching this, because it is fucking weird. Moving on to the next category of documentaries. I'm a big fan of documentaries. They might be one of my favorite genres. And there's a lot of great ones on YouTube and on Netflix and on Amazon Prime and on Hulu. But I think Netflix hit it out of the park with LA Originals. This movie came out on April 10th of this year. I watched it the next day. I am in love with, documentaries about culture, especially that involving music and artwork. Like, I'm a really big art head, and I'm really big into hip-hop. So when LA Originals came out, it follows photographer Estevan Oriol and artist Mr. Cartoon. If you guys are from LA or have been to LA, these are some of the most prominent artists of that time. You know, it basically turned their Chicano roots into a gritty, impacting street culture of hip-hop and beyond. This movie is directed by Estevan Oriol, the photographer. has so many people in the cast that you guys recognize, you know, from Snoop Dogg to Theo Rossi to Wilmer Valderrama to George Lopez, Travis Barker, Kobe Bryant. It's just, there's so many people in it. So the way it's set up, it's basically like one of those interview-style documentaries where they'll pull up old footage and then talk over it, which is, you know, probably the most common you're going to get. LA Originals goes back to the 80s and follows Estevan, where he's kind of getting into photography, getting into music, and then he ends up going on tour with Cypress Hill. And he's their roadie, he's their stage manager, he's their merch guy, he's also their personal photographer. And then over time, he starts, you know, taking pictures of people like Rage Against the Machine and Limp Bizkit and Eminem and like all these like up and coming artists at the time that make it big. So he gets tight with those guys, including like Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is super big into this style of culture because obviously he's from LA. It also goes over the impact that Mr. Cartoon had on the culture. Chicano style art that you guys recognize maybe being on, you know, on cars, like Von Dutch style is very common. But like, you know, the big poofy letters that almost mimic something like graffiti. And that's where Cartoon started. He started, you know, just doing murals on the side of buildings with spray paint. And no one else could match his style. And he moved on to cars and then eventually moved on to tattooing. And he's tattooed some of the biggest people in the fucking game, ladies and gentlemen. From 50 Cent to Snoop Dogg to Eminem to Kobe Bryant. There's just so many people in this movie that get interviewed and they just tell some great stories. And the footage they have just from these shitty-ass old VHS cameras, camcorders, you know, something that you could find in your basement, you know, they use just to show, you know, how tight these guys were with some of the biggest artists in the world. It also shows kind of the impact that today has had on art and on photography and how people, they don't have the best camera skill or the best artwork. You know, obviously that's subjective, but people that shouldn't be big are enormous right now in today's society. Whereas some of the best people that have ever done it and have captured some of the, you know, the biggest and most important photos of all time, they're not thriving in today's society. And it's kind of sad. So definitely check out LA Originals. It's such a cool story, especially if you visited LA or are interested in that, you know, that side of the world. Definitely go check it out. I guess that's where I'm going to kind of cut it off for right now, guys. I just wanted this to be kind of a experimental episode and kind of see how you guys like it. I'm thinking about, you know, keeping it like this, 6 or 7 movie recommendations that can get you guys off on a while. I know you're not going to watch all these movies, but hopefully one of these that I discussed, you know, kind of captures your eye, captures your ear, so to speak, and, you know, makes you want to go watch it. And I think they deserve your watching because I'm like you guys. I'm just a normal person. I have all these, you know, choices for movies and I don't know what to watch. We kind of relate in that way of, you know, thinking, oh my gosh, I'm missing out on this movie, or, you know, what movie do I need to watch to stay, you know, relevant? And I think it kind of just goes back with, yeah, going and watching some of the classics, you know, going and revisiting some of the ones that won the Oscars. Guys, go watch these movies on Netflix right now. They will not disappoint. Obviously, I've been Jordan without Peyton, sadly, again. You can find me on Instagram at GrizzlyBeardMan. You can follow him at Peyton Dole. You can follow us on Facebook. Just search Hopular Films and go and like the page. You can also follow us on Patreon.com and donate as little or as much as you want to help keep supporting your local podcast here. Also, you can follow us on Instagram at Hopular Films. I'd just like to give a shout out to Jake Lavoie for helping, you know, be a consistent host during this time and also letting us record at his place. We're going to be dropping an episode on a YouTube original movie called Bodied. And if you guys are a fan of 8 Mile and hip hop, this movie is actually pretty fucking great. So we'll be releasing that episode. Go rent it on YouTube for $4. It's something that I think you guys will enjoy. I've been Jordan. This has been Hopular Films, and we will see you on the next one. Bye. Love you.